2 Kings chapter 12. In the seventh year of Jehu, Jehoash began to reign. 3239 AH, 803 BC, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zebiah of Beersheba. And Jehoash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, all his days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him. But the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. And Jehoash said to the priests, "All the money of the dedicated things that is brought into the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, even the money of every one that passes the account, the money that every man is set at, and all the money that comes into any man's heart to bring into the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, let the priests take it to themselves, every man of his acquaintance, and let them repair the damage of the house temple, wherever any damage shall be found." But it was that in the 23rd year of King Jehoash, 3261 AH, 781 BC, the priests had not repaired the damages of the house temple. Then King Jehoash called for Jehoiada the priest, and the other priests, and said to them, "Why have you not repaired the damages of the house temple? Now therefore receive no more money of your acquaintance, but deliver it for the damages of the house temple." And the priests consented to receive no more money from the people, neither to repair the damages of the house temple. But Jehoiada the priest took a chest, and bored a hole in the lid of it, and set it beside the altar, on the right side as one enters into the house of the Lord Jehovah, and the priests who kept the door put in it all the money that was brought into the house of the Lord Jehovah. And it was, when they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king's scribe and the high priest came up, and they put up in bags, and counted the money that was found in the house of the Lord Jehovah. And they gave the money, being counted, into the hands of those who did the work, who had the oversight of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And they laid it out to the carpenters and builders, who did the work on the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And to masons, and stone cutters, and to buy timber and cut stone to repair the damage of the house of the Lord Jehovah, and for all that was laid out for the house temple to repair it. However, there were not made for the house temple of the Lord Jehovah bowls of silver, snuffers, wash bowls, trumpets, any vessels of gold, or vessels of silver, of the money that was brought into the house of the Lord Jehovah. But they gave that to the workmen, and repaired the house temple of the Lord Jehovah with it. Furthermore, they did not reckon with the men, into whose hand they delivered the money to be paid on workmen, because they dealt faithfully. The trespass money and sin money was not brought into the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. It was the priests. Then Hazael king of Syria went up, and fought against Gath, and took it, and Hazael set his face to go up to Jerusalem. And Jehoash king of Judah took all the hallowed things that Jehoshaphat, and Jehoram, and Ahaziah, his fathers, kings of Judah, had dedicated, and his own hallowed things, and all the gold that was found in the treasures of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and in the king's house, and sent it to Hazael king of Syria, and he went away from Jerusalem. And the rest of the acts of Jehoash, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And his servants arose, and made a conspiracy, and killed Jehoash in the house of Millo, which goes down to Silla. Because Josashar the son of Shemeth, and Jehozabad the son of Shomer, his servants, struck him, and he died. And they buried him with his fathers in the city of David, and Amaziah his son reigned in his place.